You try to log into your email and it says the password is wrong. The message you didn't send just landed in a customer's inbox. 2 minutes from now, what you do next decides whether this is a 5-minute headache or a major loss.
Welcome to 1080 Titans Security Briefing. I'm Chris Wilson, your cybersecurity coach and small business advisor. In this episode, we're talking about a 2-minute routine you can run the moment you suspect an account or device compromise. Here's the hard truth. The first 2 minutes decide whether an incident becomes a disaster. Follow this exact order and you cut losses and speed recovery.
Quick snapshot of what a compromise looks like. Account takeover, where someone else controls your email or invoicing. Malware, sending messages in your name. Or unexpected charges showing up in a payment account. For a small business, that can mean lost money, angry customers, and a scramble to restore trust. For a family, it can mean identity headaches and surprise bills. The good news? A short, ordered routine usually keeps damage small.
First thing, isolate the device. Turn off Wi-Fi or unplug Ethernet. If it's your phone, hit airplane mode. Don't panic. Don't shut it down if you're collecting evidence.
Second, stop logins from elsewhere. If you still have account access, don't change passwords from the suspicious machine. Use a different phone or computer on another network to manage accounts.
Third, sign out active sessions. Look for sign out everywhere or log out of all devices in your account security settings and use it now. Quick and decisive.
You don't need expensive gear, just something you trust. Ask yourself, can this device log into my bank without odd behavior? If yes, use it. If not, borrow a friend's phone, use a family tablet, or use cellular data instead of your home Wi-Fi. From that known clean device, tackle the high-risk accounts first. Email, online banking, and any admin console for invoicing or payroll. Change passwords there using long passphrases. 3 random words plus a symbol works well. For example, brick, dog, wave. And don't reuse passwords across accounts. Store the new credentials in a password manager so you don't have to remember them under stress.
Enable or verify multi-factor authentication now. If you're using text messages, switch to an authenticator app or a hardware key as soon as you can. Yes, it's one extra step, but it stops a lot of attacks.
Call your bank and payment processors right away. Tell them, I suspect unauthorized access on my account. Please monitor for unusual transactions and temporarily block transfers until we confirm. Ask for a watch on suspicious activity and request a temporary card freeze or replacement if you see unauthorized charges.
Check payment platforms for changed payout accounts or new linked banks. Attackers sometimes add their own accounts to siphon funds. If you find changes you didn't make, flag them with the provider and freeze payouts where possible.
If customers or vendors might be affected, send a short, factual message. We detected suspicious activity on our systems and are investigating. If you received unusual requests, please ignore them and contact us directly. Keep copies of every message and who you told. That record will help banks or regulators later.
Preserve evidence. Photograph error screens, note timestamps, and export or copy log files when you can. Don't reformat or aggressively wipe the compromised machine before you've recorded what happened. You might destroy data a bank or law enforcement needs. Instead, isolate the device and run a full antivirus scan from a clean environment. If you see ransomware or persistent malware, stop and call a professional incident responder.
Recovery in 3 short steps. Restore files only from verified clean backups. Rotate passwords in a controlled order. High risk first, then work down so you don't break integrations. And document every action with timestamps and screenshots. Set reminders to review logs and bank statements daily for the next 30 days. If losses are significant, pause and get an expert.
Curious. Here's the one sentence routine to keep in your head under stress. Isolate the device, move to a known clean device, secure email and bank accounts with new passwords and MFA, call your bank, preserve evidence, then follow a controlled recovery plan. If you want a printable checklist and a space to store your recovery contacts and backup locations, sign up at 1080titan.co/briefing and I'll send the PDF to your email.
Practice this once a month with your team or family so it becomes second nature. The rehearsal is the difference between a panic scramble and a calm, decisive response. Thanks for listening to 1080 Titan Security Briefing. I'm Chris Wilson, and I hope today's briefing helped you feel more confident about your security. If this helped, share it with someone who could use a quick security checkup, and make sure you're following the show so you never miss a weekly update. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you in the next briefing. Thanks for listening to 1080 Titan Security Briefing. Stay briefed, stay secure.